Danny Pants is time to say over. Rascal and Rosie are lovable mascots. They're sponsored by our friends at Western Financial Park. This is the volunteer provider of their engage. They're counting down to their special day on July 20th. Rascal, Rosie, gonna get married right here at Heritage Financial Park. An official ceremony on the dugout in the middle of the game. They're getting hitched. July 20th, get tickets. It's time for tonight's ceremony of first pitches, brought to you by our friends at Jonas. Jonas, it's a better way to deliver. Up first, Hudson Valley Credit Union, Rick Lionhood. That wasn't your fault.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Heritage Financial Park in Wappingers Falls, New York, and game two of this six-game series as the Hudson Valley Renegades, 30-27 overall, third place in the South Atlantic League North, take on your Brooklyn Cyclones, 30-28 overall, fourth place in the division. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 6:35 scheduled first pitch tonight. Cyclones trying to bounce back after a tough defeat last night. Cyclones carried a 2-0 lead into the fifth inning. Hudson Valley, 5 runs in the fifth to take the lead for good. Brooklyn battled back, though, top of the sixth inning, made it a 1-run game, 5-4. But the Renegades scored another 6 in the sixth inning, added 2 more in the seventh, and went on to win the game by 9 as the Cyclones will try and snap this 3-game slide here tonight, a game they absolutely need to have. Now 3 games back of first place with 8 games left to go in the first half, 2.5 games behind Greensboro for second place in the division right now. And right now, no better arm for the Cyclones to chuck in this ballgame than Felipe De La Cruz. 3-4 record, a 289 ERA, struck out 13 Renegades over six shutout innings against them back on May the 25th. That was his second-to-last start. Of course, missed the start the week of the Jersey Shore Series, going back home to the Dominican to mourn the passing of his grandfather. As for Hudson Valley, Baron Stewart has won his last four starts, one of which includes a spot start, that is, at AAA Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. That was during the last meeting between these two teams. So Stewart making his first start of the year against the Brooklyn Cyclones. And since he has returned from AAA, a 4.35 ERA, but has won both his starts, has won four straight dating back to the 15th of May. Stewart 3-1, a 4.19 ERA entering play today. Also worth noting, Brett Banks has landed on the IL for Brooklyn, placed on the 7-day IL earlier today, and William Lugo, who was pinch hit for by Karell Paz in the ninth inning last night. Lugo did have a wrap on his left arm and wrist after getting hurt diving for a ball in the seventh inning. Lugo not in the lineup tonight. Says he's feeling better than he did after the game yesterday, but we'll see what his availability will be for the rest of the week. As for other information when it comes to injury kinds of things, good news on that front as well for Ben Simon. The right-hander threw live BP today to Christian Preachin and Karell Paz, so hopefully Simon will be back in the Brooklyn bullpen before long. And Brooklyn will certainly appreciate his return, as the Cyclones bullpen staff struggled a bit last night. Might be a little bit shorthanded here today. We step aside for a moment on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you tonight's starting lineups and first pitch. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, Mets and Yankees in South Atlantic League Baseball coming up on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Back here from Wappingers Falls, Brooklyn and Hudson Valley getting ready to play game number two of this six-game series. And as Gilbert Gomez and Nick Ortiz exchange lineup cards at home plate, let's take a look at the lineups they are exchanging tonight. Our starting lineups, as always, brought to you by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. For the Cyclones tonight, put together by their skipper Gilbert Gomez, Nick Morabito had three hits last night. He'll lead off in center. Chris Suero had a couple of hits in yesterday's ball game, continuing his great play over the last few weeks. He'll bat second and play left field tonight. Nick LaRusso moves across the diamond to third base. He will hit third. Wilfredo Lara cleans up again. He will serve as the shortstop back in the infield today. Stanley Consuegra gets the half day off. He'll be the designated hitter in the five hole. Jeffrey De Los Santos drove in a run yesterday. He'll bat sixth and play second base. Mateo Gil had off last night. He'll bat seventh and serve as the first baseman. Christian Pregen has picked things up his last seven games at the plate. He'll be behind the dish tonight, hitting eighth. And Karel Paz, who came on as a pinch hitter in the ninth inning last night, gets the start in right. He will bat ninth with the lefty Felipe De La Cruz on the mound. 3-4, a 2.89 ERA. And he will get the ball tonight for Brooklyn against this Hudson Valley lineup put together by their manager, Nick Ortiz. Leading off in center field tonight is Jace Avina. Rock Reggio getting the day off. Jared Serna bats second and will play shortstop. Jesus Rodriguez had three hits last night. He'll bat third and play third base. Rafael Flores on base four times yesterday. He'll be the catcher cleaning up. Tyler Hardman was lifted for a defensive replacement in the sixth inning in yesterday's ball game, but he's back in the lineup today, batting fifth and serving as the DH. Garrett Martin hits sixth in left field. Josh Moylan, first baseman in the seventh slot. Cole Gabrielson will bat eighth and play right, with Brenny Ascanio making his high A debut tonight for Hudson Valley. He will bat ninth and play second base, added to the roster yesterday from single A Tampa. And Baron Stewart, the right-hander out of Pittsburgh, will get the ball tonight for Hudson Valley. 3-1 in the South Atlantic League, a 4.19 ERA so far this season. So getting closer and closer to our scheduled first pitch time here on this Wednesday night, a beautiful day for baseball, trying to wipe the slate clean and forget what happened last night in a tough loss. Mary DiBernardo already chiming in, saying she's wiped the memory of last night just in time for tonight's game. We agree with you, Mary. The right move ahead of a vitally important game for Brooklyn tonight, and a perfect weather day for baseball right now, 73 degrees in Wappingers Falls, New York. And not a whole lot of wind to speak of. American flag in right center field is at a standstill right now. Mostly cloudy skies, but the sun making its way betwixt those gray and white clouds right now. The entire playing surface covered in the sunshine, but plenty of clouds hanging overhead here today. And we are set up for a great day of baseball as the series will play one last 6:35 game tomorrow night. Jonathan Pintaro will make the first start of his affiliated career against Sebastian Keenan. Then the time changes with each passing game, starting on Friday, 7:05 Friday night. Jonah Tong against Kyle Carr, 5:05 on Saturday. Cade Morris against the lefty Ben Shields. And on Sunday, 2:05, the scheduled first pitch, Dakota Hawkins against Cam Schlittler. So make sure you note that in your calendar. Next 4 days, be four different start times between the Cyclones and the Renegades. So to make sure you don't miss a single pitch here on the Cyclones Radio Network, make sure you note that down. 6:35 tomorrow, 7:05 Friday, 5:05 on Saturday, and 2:05 to close out the series on Sunday before Brooklyn returns home for a six-game set against Jersey Shore, the first three of which will be the final three games of the season's first half. We'll step aside for a brief moment here on the Cyclones Radio Network. When we come back, we will have a first pitch for you Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Cyclones trying to snap a three-game slide tonight on the road. Don't go anywhere. First pitch coming up next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered,
thank you
but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Thanks so much for tuning in.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Thank you, Keith. Welcome back to Heritage Financial Park in Wappingers Falls, New York. And it is time for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball here from downstate New York. Beautiful sunshine illuminating the diamond, a mix of blue sky and clouds, but a lot of those clouds beginning to dissipate away as the game gets ready to start. Barron Stewart on the mound for Hudson Valley. A quick run through once again to the Hudson Valley, or rather the Brooklyn lineup that he will face. Morabito, Suero, LaRusso at the top, Lara Consuegra, De Los Santos at the heart with Gil, Pregent, and Paz, the bottom third of the order. Barron Stewart, as you mentioned, the starter for Hudson Valley tonight, the right-hander out of the University of Pittsburgh, standing 6'4", 209 pounds, 24 years old, ironically enough, from Stewart, Florida. Calls Okeechobee his home. The numbers for Stewart overall this year between Hudson Valley and AAA Scranton. Making his ninth start, 4-1, a 3.7 ERA, 35 hits and 41 and a third innings. But just 21 walks to 26 strikeouts so far this year. Stewart picked up the win, his fourth straight in his last start. That was game one of a doubleheader last Wednesday against Wilmington. Five innings, two runs, three hits, walked three, but struck out five. 89 pitches and 58 strikes. Nick Morabito will lead things off for Brooklyn here in the top half of the first inning. Morabito 3-for-6 last night with a run scored and a stolen base. Morabito is ready. Stewart is ready. And it is time for baseball. In Hudson Valley, the first pitch of the night is hit on the ground, foul up the third baseline, and we are underway 4 minutes behind schedule at 6:39 Eastern time. Morabito with Brooklyn hitting at 309, two homers, six RBIs. Morabito entering play today, tied for fifth in the minors in on-base percentage at 461, and tied for eighth in batting average, tied for ninth in stolen bases. Stewart from the belt, the 0-1. And Morabito again rolls over one to third, fielded adjacent to the bag by Rodriguez. And he'll throw on to first, leadoff man retired. One away in the first inning. Take a look at Hudson Valley defensively tonight. Left to right in the outfield, it is Garrett Martin, Jay Savina, and Cole Gabrielson. Third to first around the infield, Jesus Rodriguez, Jared Cerna, Brenny Ascanio, and Josh Moylan. With Chris Suero, or rather Rafael Flores, the catcher behind the plate. Chris Suero is at the plate right now, too. And the first pitch he sees today is an knee-high fastball at 91. No balls and a strike. Suero 2-for-5 last night with a run scored. Hitting at 256 with Brooklyn, four homers, 18 RBIs. The 0-1. Inside and low. And the count evens, a ball and a strike. Suero, red hot as of late. Quite a few Cyclone fans have made their way down from Coney Island. A chant of let's go Cyclones bellowing out here. And Wappingers Falls, the 1-1. And Suero rolls it foul behind the plate. 1-2 the count. Suero, last 17 games hitting .328, an OPS over 1,000. Top five in the league in runs and on base percentage in that time. Behind in the count, 1-2 on Stewart. The 1-2 pitch, and Suero takes down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Stewart, fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. His four-pitch arsenal. Was an undrafted free agent signee out of Pittsburgh back in July of 2022. As time called at home plate by Suero. Chris, been red hot as of late. He's also top 10 in the league in OPS, walks, and RBI over his last 17 games. 2-2 on Suero. A long set from Stewart, now the pitch. Thought about it. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal. And the hometown crowd wanted the call. But Suero has run the count full. Our umpiring crew here tonight behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. It is Justin Hopkins with Shane Sullivan on the bases. The righty's payoff pitch, and Suero, a soft ground ball left side, barehanded by Stewart, third base side. Off-balance throw goes up the first baseline. Suero on his way to second as Gabrielson retrieves, and Suero is in at second with one out. Well, the way the game was scored yesterday, that'll probably be a two-base error on Stewart. We will see what the official decision is. I would have given Suero a hit and then an error. Not an easy play at all for the pitcher. Stewart barehanding to his right. And a low throw to first base kicked up the line. So Brooklyn has a man in scoring position. And one out for Nick LaRusso. Righty-righty matchup. And the first pitch to Nick is a slider down and away. And the count 1-0. Numbers for LaRusso so far this year was 0-for-3 with a couple of walks last night, hitting at .266. Seven homers tied for the team lead, 27 RBI. Has reached in seven straight games. A 1-0, and LaRusso taking all the way. Looks at a strike at the bottom of the zone. And the count evens at one. LaRusso, ninth-round pick last year, and they do give Suero a base hit and then a throwing error on the pitcher Stewart that allows the runner to advance. So 1-1 on Nick. Stewart comes home, and that bounces in there. Good block with the backhand by Flores. 2-1 on LaRusso. Brooklyn trying to strike first. The second straight day to start the series. A look back at second by Barron. Now the 2-1, and LaRusso hits one on the ground at third. Staying down on it, Rodriguez, and he'll set himself in fire across the way. Retires his counterpart. So both outs for Stewart on ground balls to third, and all three balls put in play. Ground balls to the left side of the pitcher's mound. So Stewart has been creating a lot of ground balls so far tonight. Came into play today, a ground ball rate up around 51%. The average generally around 44%. So Stewart, a big ground ball pitcher. And now the baton pass to Wilfredo Lara. Brooklyn left 15 men on base last night. Went 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position, trying to avoid a repeat of that tonight. First pitch to Lara, and Stewart misses low. 1-0 on Wilfredo. Lara hitting at .236 on the year, two homers, 17 RBIs, but has reached in 13 straight games and hitting .338 over his last 19. Big leadoff, second, the 1-0. And Lara takes a called strike, the slider. And the count evens at one. But Lara, you look around the South Atlantic League during this impressive stretch that he has had. Tied for sixth in the league in runs scored. Eighth in on-base percentage. Tied for eighth in batting average as Lara takes down and away two balls and a strike on the 20-year-old infielder. His weighted runs created plus excellent 194 over the 13-game on-base streak. His weighted on-base average of .480. Anything over .400 for Woba considered excellent. The 2-1. And a letter-high strike to Wilfredo. Fastball that time from Stewart. Two balls, two strikes. Brooklyn trying to avoid stranding a man and scoring position here in the opening frame. Crowd here in Hudson Valley clapping along, trying to cheer on Stewart. Runner goes, and a swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on the off speed up at 85. And Stewart works around the one out, single and error to strand another man in scoring position. No runs, a hit, an error, one man left. We are through half an inning. It's Brooklyn nothing and Hudson Valley coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Bottom of the first inning, Felipe De La Cruz set to make his 11th start of the 2024 season here tonight. Jay Zavina will lead things off against him. Another quick run through of the Hudson Valley lineup tonight. Avina, Serna, Rodriguez at the top. Flores, Hardman, and Martin in the middle with Moylan, Gabrielson, and Ascanio at the bottom. Jay Zavina to lead things off in the first pitch. Changeup from Felipe De La Cruz has Avina out in front. And the count 0-1. The 0-1 from the lefty. And Avina takes a called strike. And quickly ahead in the count is De La Cruz, 0-2. Working at a brisk pace, the 0-2 pitch. And Avina, a high pop-up. This one might bring rain. Shallow left center field. Lara called off by the left fielder, Suero. And with Morabito to his left, Suero makes the catch. And leadoff man retired in the first. Take a look at Brooklyn defensively. Behind De La Cruz tonight, left to right in the outfield, Chris Suero, Nick Morabito, and Karel Paz. Third to first around the infield, Nick LaRusso, Alfredo Lara, Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Mateo Gil. As a breaking ball misses up and away, 1-0, Christian Pregent, the catcher behind the dish. De La Cruz, 6 feet tall, just 160 pounds. And this one pulled down the left field line. That's a fair ball into the corner. Bounces underneath the 325 marker. Throw will come in towards third. Jared Serna, I should say, will stop at second with a one-out double, his 18th of the year. And Hudson Valley has their first hit, and they have a man in scoring position with one out. So a man at second, one away for Jesus Rodriguez. The numbers for Felipe so far this year, a 3-4 record, a 2.89 ERA, that fifth lowest in the league among pitchers with 43 or more innings of work. 37 hits and 43 and two-thirds innings, just 18 walks to 54 strikeouts. Man at second, one away for Rodriguez, and this one hit in the air down the line and right. To his left, Paz into foul ground, reaches back across his body, makes the catch. Runner tagging to third, and the throw there cut off by Lara. So Rodriguez retired for the second out. But Serna advances to third with the go-ahead run. And there is a man there with two down for the catcher, Rafael Flores. Flores hitting at 318. Four home runs and 30 RBIs. Was on base four times last night. A double and three walks. Lefty fires home. And Flores takes a fastball at the knees, 95 on the gun. 0-1. De La Cruz, first start back off the temporarily inactive list came last Thursday when 3 1/3 innings, 2 runs on 3 hits as the pitch down and away. Count evens at 1. Walk 2, struck out 4, was limited to just 56 pitches. Was his first start in about a week and a half. Went on the temporarily inactive list at the start of the series against Jersey Shore. After the passing of his grandfather, went back to the Dominican as Flores swings through a slider 1-2. And that last start De La Cruz had before going back home for a brief period of time was against Hudson Valley on Coney Island, picked up the win and had arguably the best start of his career. 13 strikeouts over 6 two-hit shutout innings. Serna at third with two away. Scoreless game. The 1-2. And that fastball dips down and away. Two balls and two strikes on Flores. Flores entering the day hitting 318. That's the fourth highest average in the league. His 429 on base percentage is second best. The 2-2. And he got him. Struck him out on a back foot slider. First strikeout tonight for De La Cruz. And he strands the go-ahead run at third in the process. No runs, a hit, and one man left. We are through an inning of play here from Heritage Financial Park. No score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family. My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers. Come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top of the second inning. Scoreless game here from Heritage Financial Park. Calling all kids. Only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see your Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledgehouse Media. All you have to do is read 4 books in your free time. Tell us about them, and you'll get 2 free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more information, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. 5-6-7 due up for Brooklyn here in the second inning. And the first pitch from Stewart to Consuegra. Fastball chest high for a strike. And the count 0-1. Stanley 1-for-3 yesterday with a couple of walks. Has reached in 12 straight games since the 28th of May. The 0-1. And Consuegra takes outside. Evens up at a ball and a strike, hitting 333 over his last 20 games. 6 homers, 18 RBIs. Has been scorching hot. A 1-1, and Consuegra bounces it foul past the third base coach's box. Now behind 1-2. But Consuegra, since the 17th of May, has raised his batting average 66 points. His OPS is up 251 points. Leads the league in slugging, OPS, and home runs in that time. The 1-2. Down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Looked like the changeup that time from Stewart. Consuegra changing a little bit to his stance at the plate. Instead of waving that bat behind his head, as it rested on his back shoulder. The pitch, and Consuegra swings and misses for strike three. Got him on the slider down, and that has been one of the big issues for Consuegra so far this year, has been the strikeouts. That already his 72nd and 211 plate appearances. Last year at 109 and 394 trips to the plate, so that strikeout rate up about 6% from last year. That's something you don't want to see from Stanley as he tries to move himself up the ladder. Brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos at a multi-hit game yesterday. And he takes outside 1-0. De Los Santos did drive in a run, hitting .243 with Brooklyn. Four homers, 15 RBIs. 1-0. And De Los Santos gets it off the hands. In the air, left center field. To his right is Jace Avina. And reaches back over his left shoulder to make the play for the second out. So two up and two down for Stewart in the second for Mateo Gill. I was talking with Mateo around the cage earlier today, and I agreed with him. The ball just seemingly did not carry very well last night. Might have been a different game. Chris Suero and William Lugo had a couple of deep drives to left and left center that died at the warning track. As Gill takes outside 1-0, Mateo was lauding this ballpark for the way the ball carried on the way to the stadium yesterday, but then had to tell his teammates that, hey, it was just a blip on the radar last night, as Gill scalds one foul up the third baseline. It's 1-1. Gill was worried that he was ruining his teammate's psyche by telling him, hey, this place is going to play well for the long ball, and then just to have the ballpark rob a couple of home run bids in last night's contest. Mateo hitting .226 with Brooklyn. Three homers, nine batted in. The 1-1 is a strike on the outside corner. Looked like the curveball. It's 1-2. Top of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley scoreless in the top of the second. Bases empty, two out, the 1-2. And Gill takes low. Two balls and two strikes. Hudson Valley wearing the Navy alternates today. Renegades in white block letters across the chest. White numerals front and back. Silver border. Navy pinstriped home white pants. All the way down to the ankles for Stu. The 2-2 pitch. Just a bit outside. Couldn't be squeezed by Flores. And Gill has run the count full at three balls and two strikes. White on white, New Balance cleats. Buried into the stadium mound, Navy cap, Navy bill. With the old school HV logo with Rascal on top. As a swing and a miss. Struck him out on the slider, down and away. And Baron Stewart picks up his third strikeout of the night. As Gill down swinging in a 1-2-3 second. So Baron Stewart, who stranded a runner in scoring position in the first, retires the side on 13 pitches in the second. We're through 1.5. Still scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here
all season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network. The game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Felipe De La Cruz back to the mound as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Fans, tonight's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality like the Cyclones, get on the road. Visit them on the web, panoramabustours.com, or call 973-470-9700. First pitch of the inning from Felipe De La Cruz. A slider waved at and missed by Tyler Hardman. It is 0-1. Hardman, Martin, Moylan. As this one ripped into left field through the hole between third and short for a base hit. So Hardman, who had a couple of hits last night, has a leadoff single. And the Renegades put the leadoff man on for the first time tonight. So one on, nobody out for Garrett Martin. Was 1-for-4 last night, an RBI and a walk. Hitting at a .187. With Hudson Valley 17-for-91. Two homers, 15 ribbies. Righty batter with an open stance. De La Cruz from the stretch. And Martin takes a slider low. 1-0. Brooklyn tonight, Road Grays. BKLYN. And Navy Old English lettering across the chest. Navy numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Navy sleeves on that gray top. 1-0. Fastball sails up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Navy piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Great pants for Felipe. All the way down to his ankles. Navy piping along the side. Got the cleats to match the pants. Silver and white. The 2-0. And a suspended changeup as Martin waved through it. And Felipe back in the count, 2-1. Navy cap, Navy bill for Brooklyn tonight. That powder blue interlocking BC logo on the front. Brooklyn plays Martin to pull. The 2-1. And a backdoor slider cut on and missed. And Felipe runs it even, two balls and two strikes. LaRusso playing towards the line. Most of the clouds that were hanging overhead pregame have dissipated. But the shadows creeping out now from behind home plate in third. The 2-2. And Martin, a soft ground ball left side. Tough play. Charging LaRusso. Barehand throw to first. Didn't have enough behind it. And safe there is Garrett Martin with an infield base hit. So a seeing eye single for Hardman through the 5.5 hole and a swinging bunt to third. And the Renegades with two on and nobody out in the second inning for the first baseman, Josh Moylan. Moylan did not play in last night's ball game. Was 1-for-3, a couple of walks. And the series finale for Hudson Valley and Wilmington on Sunday as De La Cruz funnels a fastball by him. Inside corner at 95 in the count 0-1. Moylan hitting at 237, a homer, 13 RBIs. Lefty batter against the lefty pitcher. Has an open stance, the 0-1, and this all the way to the backstop, and they say it grazed the chest of the jersey of Moylan on its way by, and so instead of a wild pitch, it is a hit batter, and a very inauspicious start to the second inning as the Renegades have the bases loaded with nobody out. Just a 95-mile-an-hour fastball that got away from De La Cruz up and in. And now Cole Gabrielson with a chance to give the Renegades the early lead. Gabrielson also did not play last night. Was 0-for-2 in game 2 of Saturday's doubleheader, his last time out. And he takes up and in. Ball dropped by Pregent. One ball and no strikes. So De La Cruz struggled to find the zone a bit here after pounding the zone in the first inning. There are just 3 of his 11 pitches out of the zone there. The pitch. And this one floated shallow center field in a no man's land. And that one will get down for a base hit. Hardman scores. Throw home off the glove of the cutoff man, Gilla, and slowly rolls to the plate. Everyone moves up 90 feet. It's an RBI single for Cole Gabrielson. The first 4 have reached for Hudson Valley in the second. And the Renegades have picked up where they left off last night. They have a 1-0 lead. And they are just BABIPing Brooklyn to death over these last couple of days. Just getting the ball in play and finding empty spots in the infield and outfield. So bases remain loaded for Brenny Ascanio. And De La Cruz first pitch fastball, low 1-0. Ascanio last played on Sunday at Single-A Tampa, joined the roster prior to yesterday's game. Went 2-for-4 with a couple RBIs. Was hitting .276 in the Florida State League. No homers, 6 batted in. The lefty deals, and Ascanio shoots it down the right field line out of play. Evens up and a ball and a strike. Ascanio had a stint on the IL from May 1st to the 11th, but since he has come off the injured list, hitting .283 and 10 for his last 27 in his last 9 games. The 1-1, and this is a slow roller behind the plate. And De La Cruz ahead in the count 1-2. Ascanio originally signed out of the Dominican Republic by the Brewers back in July of 2019, but never played in an official game in the Brewers organization. Was traded just a few months later. The 1-2 from Felipe, and Ascanio fouls it out of play. Remains a ball and 2 strikes. But signed with Milwaukee on July 2nd, and by September the 2nd of 2019, Ascanio was with the Yankees. Traded with international bonus pool money in exchange for J.P. Fireisen, who was a minor league pitcher at the time, the 1-2. And this in the air, center field, sending Morabito back away. Back, it's over his head and off the fence. One run is in. Here comes Moylan to the plate. The relay throw home up the first baseline and not in time. Brenny Ascanio with a 2-run double in his first high A at bat. And 5 straight have reached against De La Cruz in the second inning. And then Pregent tries slipping him the ball back as he walks to the mound, and it nearly hits him in the face. And that is the way things have gone for Brooklyn to start this series, as the Renegades have taken a 3-0 lead. Dan McKinney out to the mound to talk with De La Cruz, as Brooklyn's bullpen will probably get going momentarily down the line with Felipe. Well, he's only at 16 pitches in the inning, but this game could very easily get out of hand here in this second inning, as Hudson Valley already with 3 runs in and 2 men in scoring position and still nobody out. Hudson Valley batted around twice last night in the 5th and 6th innings, sent 10 men to the plate in the 5th, 11 to the plate in the 6th inning. Scored 13 runs on 14 hits in a span of 3 innings last night. You couple that with Brooklyn stranding 15 men on base, just a nightmare kind of ball game for Brooklyn. And ironically enough, was looking it up the last 4 times over the last 3 years, and Brooklyn has stranded 15 or more men on base. It has come against Hudson Valley. So Brooklyn now needs to bring the infield in as McKinney heads back to the first base dugout. But De La Cruz needs to tangle with the top of the Hudson Valley lineup. 5 straight have reached to start the second. Avina flied out to shallow left to lead off the home first. And he rips this one into left center field. That one ticketed for the gap and will get down and one hop off the wall. That will empty the bases. Avina in at second with a 2-run double. 5 runs have scored. All 6 that have come to the plate in the inning for Hudson Valley have reached safely. And this game getting ugly early. It is 5-0 Hudson Valley. Already 5 RBI in the series for Jace Avina. His 30 and 31st RBIs of the year. His 16th double. And this has been about as Murphy's Law a start to the series as you'll ever see, as Hudson Valley has already put up 18 runs through the first 30 outs of this series. And now Jared Serna, as De La Cruz fires one over the head of everybody to the backstop. And that will allow Avina to advance to third on a wild pitch. And at this point, they might be best served getting De La Cruz out of this game sooner rather than later, if for any other reason than his psyche. As Pregent out to the mound walks the ball out there before giving it to Felipe to try and calm him down. But it seems like everything Brooklyn is throwing so far in this series is getting sent right back at him and harder than it came in. So 1-0 the count on Serna. Brooklyn has to bring the infield in once more. And the 1-0 fouled straight back. And the count even, a ball and a strike. Well, this is a very potent Hudson Valley lineup. Several players scattered among the league leaders. Serna started the offense for Hudson Valley with a double in the bottom of the first. Came into play today among the league leaders in that category. As Serna takes low, two balls and a strike. So that was De La Cruz's 20th pitch of the inning. And still nobody out. And Hudson Valley, third highest OPS as a team in the league. The 2-1, way inside with a slider. They have choked it a bit down and in. Nearly got away. Good pick by Pregent to his left. And it's 3-1 on Serna. Jesus Rodriguez waiting on deck. A lefty sets at the letters, the 3-1 pitch. And that a strike letter high. Serna thought it was ball four. And a sly grin on his face as he acknowledges the call from Justin Hopkins. And now back into the box after time being called. Three and two on Serna. Still nobody out. The southpaw's payoff pitch, high ball four, and make it seven straight on base to start the inning. First walk allowed by De La Cruz tonight. And Brooklyn's bullpen now starting to get ready down the line in right field. As Jeffrey Colon, the man scurrying to get ready. Brings up Jesus Rodriguez, who fouled out to right his first time. Jesus, the eighth man to bat in the inning for Hudson Valley. Rests that bat on his back right shoulder as he waits for the pitch. And the first toss from De La Cruz, a ground ball back up the middle. And past the diving glove of De Los Santos to his right, a base hit. Avina scores to second Serna. Jesus Rodriguez has extended his on-base streak to 17. His 33rd RBI. Eight straight have reached to start the inning, and it's a 6-0 Hudson Valley lead. Their second six-run inning since the sixth inning last night. And their third inning of five or greater runs already this week. And now the Renegades have sent all nine to the plate here in the inning, and there is still nobody out. Rafael Flores struck out against De La Cruz to end the first inning. It's the last Renegade to make out. The first pitch to Flores, and he takes a strike on the outside corner, a changeup, and the count 0-1. De La Cruz up at 25 pitches in the inning, so would not be shocked if this is his last batter. The 0-1. And Flores blown away with a fastball at 93. And De La Cruz ahead, no balls and two strikes. Flores hitting .415 in his last 16 games entering the night. An OPS hovering around 1,200, more walks than strikeouts in that time. Started the year bit slowly, landed on the IL for a week, but since he has come off the injured list on May the 10th, he has been scorching. The 0-2, a big bouncing ball to short, could be two. Lara makes the scoop on his second for one. Relay back to first by De Los Santos, not in time. Nifty play by Lara on the short hop, I should say, to field the ball cleanly. And then shovel behind him to De Los Santos to get at least one out on the play. And now runners at the corners with one out for the man who led off the inning, and Tyler Hardman. Single to left and scored already in this inning. Serna at third, Flores the runner at first. And De La Cruz first pitch of fastball down and away, 1-0. Hardman was removed for Bo Brewer in the sixth inning yesterday, was 2-for-3 with a double. Started the year on AA Somerset's IL, coming back from Tommy John surgery. 1-0, high, two balls and no strikes. Joined Tampa and the Complex League team, waffled back and forth between those two for 2 weeks on rehab assignments. For joining Hudson Valley on the 21st of May, also on minor league rehab. The 2-0 and Hardman. So the green light comes up empty on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count 2-1. We've seen the fastball velo for De La Cruz drop a tick or two over the last couple of batters. May just be frustration and running out of gas in this inning. 2-1. Breaking ball up and away. Three balls and a strike. De La Cruz, 31 pitches now in the second. So 3-1 on Tyler Hardman. With men at the corners. A 3-1 from Felipe, and Hardman fouls it in the air. Right field side out of play. And the count now full. But Hardman was reinstated off the IL. Transferred to Hudson Valley's roster on May the 27th. So no longer on rehab assignment. Talking with Joe Vasile, the voice of the Renegades, and still basically a rehab assignment, just on the active roster. The payoff pitch, and Hardman fouls it off his back foot. We'll do it again. Still trying to find his rhythm. The analytic numbers haven't been great for Hardman. Weighted runs created plus of 64, a WOBA of 271. Those fall in the poor category. He's hitting just 214, a homer, 7 RBIs, his first 15 games this year with Hudson Valley. He's the 10th man to bat in the inning. The payoff pitch, low ball 4, and the bases are loaded again. That'll be all for Felipe De La Cruz tonight, as before Hardman leaves the batter's circle, Gilbert Gomez out of the first base dugout. De La Cruz taxed with 34 pitches in this second inning, has surrendered 6 runs on 7 hits and is responsible for all 3 men on base, as Jeffrey Colon will try and give the Cyclones as much length as he can in relief and try and keep Brooklyn in this game as best he can. But Hudson Valley trying to run away and hide in the second inning. They've already scored 6 runs, have the bases loaded and 1 out on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
J. Jeffrey Colon on for Brooklyn Hudson Valley as the base is loaded and one out. Six runs already in for the Renegades in the second inning as Jeffrey Colon, the new arm in the game. 6'1", 184 pounds, 24 years old from Las Matas de Farfan in the Dominican Republic. A tough night for Felipe De La Cruz, his worst start of the year. The first pitch from Colon off the hands of Garrett Martin behind the plate. Christian Pregent on the lip of the batter's circle makes the catch. And a great job by Colon. One pitch, one out. Two away now in the second inning. So the bases remain loaded for Josh Moylan, who was plunked with a pitch his first time up today. While behind in the count, 0-1. Moylan, the 12th man to bat in the inning for Hudson Valley. So in the first 11 innings of this series, Hudson Valley has had a 10-11 and a 12-batter frame. As Colon misses down and away, 1-0 to Moylan, an undrafted free agent signee out of East Carolina a year ago. Serna at third, Flores at second, Hardman at first as Colon misses outside and the count 2-0. Numbers for Jeffrey so far this year in Brooklyn, making his 13th appearance, 1-0, an 8.18 ERA, 32 hits in 22 innings as Moylan fouls it back. And the count 2-1, 12 walks, 12 strikeouts for Colon. Last pitched on Saturday against Aberdeen, went two innings, gave up three runs, two earned on three hits, walked a pair and struck out a pair. A 2-1, and Moylan sends it to the screen. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes. Seen the velocity pick up for Colon over the last couple of weeks. Not up a boisterous amount. But instead of sitting maybe 91 to 93, sitting more now 92 to 94. Hard at work trying to improve his craft. Bases loaded, two out, the 2-2. And Moylan shoots another one back behind the plate. Renegades six runs in on six hits in this second inning. The 2-2. Backdoor slider, got him looking, and Colon comes on with the bases loaded and one out. Gets a foul pop and a strikeout looking to strand the bases loaded. However, Hudson Valley scores six times in the inning on six hits and leave the bases loaded. We're through two. Hudson Valley is 6-0 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
go to the top of the third inning here from Wappingers Falls. And Brooklyn, a lot of work to do on the offensive end. They trail by a score of 6-0. Barron Stewart, after the long half inning, back to work. And the first pitch he throws to Christian Pregent, fouled back. And the count 0-1. Pregent, Paz, Morabito. 8-9 and 1 due up for Brooklyn in the frame. Lights have flickered on here at the ballpark, but no real effect just yet. The 0-1. And Pregent takes a called strike outside corner. And Stewart ahead. No balls and two strikes. Pregent on the year, hitting .172, 10 for 58. No homers, 5 RBIs. The 0-2. And Pregent bounces it foul towards the third base dugout. Remains no balls and two strikes. This Pregent's first game since last Thursday catching De La Cruz. Went 1-for-3 with a couple RBIs and a couple walks. 6 for his last 19 entering the night. Playing some of his best ball of the year. 1-2 pitch down and away. So now the count of ball and two strikes on Pregent. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Renegades a 6-0 lead. They have scored 19 runs in the first 11 innings of this series. A 1-2 pitch outside. And the count evens at 2-2. And baseball gods always find a way to even things out. But if you're on the first base side of things tonight, the Brooklyn dugout, law of averages can't even things out quick enough. The 2-2 pitch, and he struck him out on the off speed. Change up on the inside part of the plate. And Barron Stewart picks up another strikeout. That is fourth tonight. And the leadoff man retired in the third. Here is Karel Paz. Came on as a pinch hitter for William Lugo in the ninth inning last night. Struck out against Joel Valdez, hitting .179 in 20 games. And the first pitch to Carell is shot down the left field line, and this one will spin foul off the warning track. 0-1 on Paz. Carell, 2 homers, 6 RBIs. Was on the IL for about a month from early April until the 8th of May. Shortstop Cerna shaded up the middle. Really the third baseman Rodriguez, only player on the third base side, a second. As Paz takes high, 1-1. And Cerna so far towards the second base bag, but still in legal playing position. Rodriguez towards the third base back, but off the line. 1-1. He is outside with the off speed. 2-1 on Paz. Stewart kicks and fires, and Paz out in front of the off-speed pitch. And the count even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. But Stewart, the right-hander for Hudson Valley, 24 years old. Mentioned had that spot start at AAA Scranton-Wilkes-Barre during the last meeting between these two teams. That's why he did not start that week. The 2-2 pitch, and Paz pulls it on the ground behind first, takes a big hop, but Moylan fields by his shoulders and will take it to the bag himself for the second out of the inning.
Center fielder, number 22, Nick Morabito.
So 2 out for Nick Morabito. Grounded out sharply to third in his only at-bat tonight. Morabito's reached in 8 straight games, has reached in every game so far in the month of June. And the fastball from Stewart outside at 90 miles an hour, 1-0. But Stewart started his college career in his home state of Florida at the University of South Florida, not far away from the Yankees' spring training complex. The 1-0 outside, 2-0 on Morabito. Was a nursing major during his time at USF. Spent 4 years there before moving on to Pittsburgh and the ACC. And he had really two diametrically opposite majors during his time in college, as Morabito couldn't lay off the sweeper away. Two balls and a strike. Was a communications and cybersecurity major during his graduate season at Pitt. The 2-1, down and away, three balls and a strike on Morabito. I don't know if there's any transferable skills from nursing to cybersecurity. Could probably find a few. I just can't think of them. There's a story there for the change in majors. The 3-1 and Morabito on the ground left side. Fielded by Rodriguez to his left. Low throw to first, but a good stretch by Moylan. And 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn again in the third. So Baron Stewart unaffected by the long layoff between the top of the second and third innings. Retires the side in order on 16 pitches. 2.5 complete. It is 6-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So, secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el baby de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Bottom of the third, first full inning of relief for Jeffrey Cologne, who stranded the bases loaded in the bottom of the second inning. Get you the final line for Felipe De La Cruz in a moment. But first pitch of the third inning to Cole Gabrielson, fouled back through the legs of the catcher, Pregent. And the count, no balls and a strike. Gabrielson, seeing eyes, single to center. That started the scoring for Hudson Valley an inning ago. Has already picked up an RBI and a run scored. Gabrielson hitting 204, no homers, 8 RBIs entering the night. The 0-1, and Cologne misses the outside corner, 1-1. But Felipe goes an inning and a third, 6 runs on 7 hits, 2 walks, a strikeout. A wild pitch, a hit batter, 45 pitches, 29 strikes. As Cologne misses down and away. 2-1 the count. Gabrielson playing his first game since game 2 of Saturday's doubleheader in Wilmington. The 2-1. Up and in with a curveball. And it's 3 balls and a strike. Undrafted free agent signee by the Yankees last year out of USC. Started his college career a couple years at the College of San Mateo in California. 3-1, and Gabrielson, a high fly ball right center field. To his left, Morabito calls for it. And with the sunglasses on, makes the catch for the first down of the inning. So Cologne has retired all three he has faced. And there's one out in the third for Brenny Ascanio. Ascanio, a two-run double in his first South Atlantic League at-bat. But as you mentioned, was hitting 370 over his last 9 games. At high A, batted right-handed against De La Cruz, will now hit lefty as a switch hitter against Cologne. And he takes the off-speed low, 1-0. Cologne works from the third base side of the slab, the 1-0 pitch. And there, a fastball strikeout side, half at 93. It's a ball and a strike. Take a look around the South Atlantic League here in the bottom of the third. But you know what's going on tonight. The 1-1 rolled on the ground at first. Gill stays down on an underhand flip to Cologne, racing over to cover the back. And two up, two down for Jeffrey in the third inning. Back to the top of the lineup, and Jace Avina. Avina 1-for-2 tonight with a two-run double his last time up an inning ago. But one final from earlier today. The only matinee was in Kentucky between Bowling Green and Rome. And the pitch outside, 1-0 to Avina. Bowling Green a run in the sixth, a run in the seventh, a run in the eighth to win that ball game. Colton Ledbetter, his ninth home run of the year for the Hot Rods. A 1-0, and Avina chops one to third. Backhand opportunity for LaRusso to flex it. Picked up there with a bare hand, then fires to first and dug out on a backhand scoop by Gill. And Hudson Valley retired in order in the third inning. What a job by LaRusso. Tried to backhand that ball adjacent to the bag. Kicked off the heel of his glove, but immediately barehanded it before it got away. And despite a low throw to first, Gill able to scoop it on the back end. And Jeffrey Cologne able to coordinate Brooklyn's first 1-2-3 inning of the night. We head to the fourth. It is still 6-0 Renegades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. We go to the top of the fourth inning. Cyclones trying to start chipping away at a six-run deficit. 2-3-4 due up against Baron Stewart. Chris Suero still the only Cyclone with a base hit tonight. Infield knock in the first inning. And he takes a called strike on the outer half. It's 0-1. The kick, the one-strike pitch, and Suero leaning on a changeup. 0-2. Suero, LaRusso, Lara. The three slated to bat against Baron Stewart in the top half of the fourth inning. Continue our look around the South Atlantic League here tonight. There's eight games left in the first half, including today. The 0-2 pitch, and Suero takes low. A ball and two strikes, but told you the one final score between Roma and Bowling Green. Right now, top of the third in North Carolina. Greensboro a 4-0 lead over Winston-Salem. That not great news for Cyclone or Renegade fans, for that matter. Ahead of both teams in the standings, the 1-2 pulled on the ground at third. Knockdown gets behind Rodriguez, and he won't have a play. So Chris Suero will reach. Sharp ground ball that will likely go down as an error on the third baseman Rodriguez. Would be the second error tonight for Hudson Valley. But in a six-run game, Brooklyn will take base runners any way they can get them. And the Cyclones have the leadoff man on to start the fourth. So one on, nobody out for Nick LaRusso. Sharp ground out to third in his first at-bat, and a good breaking ball from Stewart. LaRusso swings over the top, and the count 0-1. As we mentioned, Greensboro a 4-0 lead. Sean Ross's solo home run, his ninth of the year. Patrick Riley against Tanner McDougal. As LaRusso takes a call, strike two, 91-mile-an-hour fastball away. Bottom of the third down the shore. The good news, Wilmington a 2-0 lead on the Blue Claws. In the bottom of the third inning, Rodney Theophile against Gene Cabrera. The 0-2 pitch, and LaRusso is swinging a foul tip. Chase the curveball down and away. But Nick stays alive. Top of the third in Aberdeen. Hickory a 2-0 lead on the Ironbirds. Ryan Lobus for the Crawdads. Edgar Portez making the start for the Ironbirds tonight. One on, nobody out. The two-strike pitch, and LaRusso takes one on the outside corner. Got him looking. Hit the bottom of the zone. A good off-speed pitch from Stewart. And there is one on, one out now in the inning as Stewart picks up his fifth strikeout. So one on, one away for Wilfredo Lara, who struck out in his only trip up tonight. Only other game on the schedule tonight in South Carolina, Greenville and Asheville. And the throwback to first, and Suero dives in. Thanks to a home run from Cutter Coffey. Greenville a 1-0 lead. Coffey's seventh of the year. Connolly early against Jose Guedes. First pitch to Wilfredo. And he pulls his head out on the fastball down and away. And the count, no balls and a strike. But you look at the standings coming into play here tonight. Jersey Shore a half game lead on Greensboro in the north. 2.5 up on third place Hudson Valley, and 3 games up on Brooklyn, who is in fourth. The 0-1. Down and away, it's a ball and a strike. Brooklyn came in to play tonight a game up on Aberdeen for fourth. But in the south, sort of a two-horse race right now. Bowling Green a 1-game lead on Rome, with Winston-Salem in third, 4.5 games back with 8 to go. A 1-1. Lara thought about it and stays away from the off-speed outside. 2 balls and a strike on Wilfredo. Renegades a 6-0 lead. All 6 of their runs coming in the bottom of the second tonight. Stewart's had to work, though, nearing the 60-pitch plateau. The 2-1, and Lara pulls his head out on the off-speed at 85. And it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Stewart, a guy that doesn't have a whole lot of difference between his velocities. Seen him really hover anywhere between 80 and 90 tonight. No more, no less. So a guy that consistently gets it done, keeping the ball down, changing locations, in, out, up, down. And so far tonight, been very effective. Throw back to first, and Suero dives in. And that's really been the story for him during this 4-game winning streak. You look at the numbers outside of the 4-0 record and a 3.09 ERA. The numbers themselves aren't particularly overwhelming. Has allowed only 15 hits in 23 and a third innings, but has walked 11 and just 14 strikeouts. The 2-2, and Lara swings and misses strike three. But Brooklyn has struggled to make contact against him tonight. At the 6th strikeout already for Stewart. And there's 2 out here in the top of the 4th inning. And Stewart has already tied his season high in strikeouts. Last struck out 6 on April the 23rd and 1 shy of his career high. So one on and two out for Stanley Consuegra. And he fouls it off the catcher. And Flores a little worse for wear, trying to shake it off. It's 0-1. I was talking with Eduardo Nunez, the Cyclone hitting coach, around the batting cage earlier today, and asked him a little bit about Stanley's change in batting stance over the last few weeks. No longer wagging that bat behind his helmet as the bat rested on his back right shoulder. And he said it was something that was really the idea of Jeff Albert, one of the Mets hitting coordinators. And one of the main reasons behind it, not only to try and speed up Stanley's bat, but also to try and help with his balance at the plate. We'll explain the 0-1. And another strike in there at 84. And Consuegra behind, no balls and two strikes. But he said when Stanley had his hands raised high, he would sometimes have a propensity to dip that front shoulder and caused his body to be offline and get underneath some balls. Now, keeping his body more straight, runner goes as Consuegra takes low, throw down a second by Flores. The tag, safe. Suero slid underneath the tag of the second baseman, Ascanio, who went tumbling backwards as Chris slid in head first. Some boos from the crowd, but Suero, another stolen base. That is fifth since joining Brooklyn and his 10th of the year. So the Cyclones, a man in scoring position with a 1-2 count, but Eduardo said with his new stance, Consuegra a lot more even and able to hit a lot more line drives. 1-2 down and away. Good block by Flores as it stays in front. Two balls and two strikes. And as the cliches go, the proof has been in the pudding for Consuegra. As we mentioned, has reached in 12 straight. An OPS over 1,100 in his last 20 games. Nearly a month of action during this hot spell. The 2-2. And Consuegra, a high fly ball, deep left field. Back goes Martin, slowing down at the warning track and in front of the Hudson Valley bullpen, makes the catch to end the inning. And we talked about it earlier. The conversation I had with Mateo Gil during batting practice about the ball not carrying right now here in Hudson Valley, and that the case there as Consuegra clubs one to left, but allowed out number three as Brooklyn strands a man at second. No runs, no hits, an error, one left at the end of three and a half. It is still 6-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Jeffrey Colon back to the mound as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Hudson Valley looking to add to a 6-0 lead. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. And the first pitch to Jared Serna cut on and missed. And the count 0-1. Serna has doubled and walked tonight. 2-3-4-2 up for Hudson Valley in the inning. As the 0-1, a check swing did not go on appeal, says Shane Sullivan. And the count even at 1-1. Brooklyn, no runs, a hit, no errors. They have left two. Hudson Valley, 6 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. They have stranded 4. Serna swings through the pitch low, a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And Colon ahead of ball and 2 strikes. Jeffries retired all 5 he has faced out of the bullpen. After coming on with the bases loaded and 1 out in the second inning. The 1-2. And Serna serves it on the ground to short. Backhanded in the hole by Lara. Strong throw to first and a good stretch by Gill. And then Serna trips over the first base bag or the foot of Gill. I'm not sure which. And Serna belly flops onto the turf up the first base line. The first base coach, Derek Woodley, over to check on him. But Serna is all right. Looked like a nastier spill than it actually was. So, good to see Serna's all right. Don't need to see any injuries. Speaking of injuries, William Lugo not in the lineup tonight, not expected to be available today for Brooklyn. We mentioned he was pinch hit 4 in the ninth inning last night by Karel Paz. Appeared to hurt himself in the seventh inning, diving for a ground ball as Jesus Rodriguez nearly falls down trying to hit the slider. And the count 0-1, Rodriguez has flied out and single to center tonight. As an RBI, he is 1-for-2. This one cued on the ground to the right side, fielded by De Los Santos to his left. Spinning throw from the right field, turf in time to get him. And there's two away. Oh, a nice play by Jeffrey De Los Santos to his left. A takeaway, a second hit from Jesus Rodriguez. And two away now in the fourth. So two up and two down for Colon. Brings up Rafael Flores, has struck out and grounded into a fielder's choice tonight. Righty comes home. And Flores takes down and away. And the count 1 ball and no strikes. Long navy sleeves at either end of that top for Jeffrey. As Flores takes outside 2-0. Sun continuing to set. Shadows covering the entire diamond as we speak. The 2-0 pitch. And Flores takes a call at strike. Breaking ball down and away in the count 2-1. Colon playing part of his third season now with Brooklyn. As Flores takes up and away, it's 3 balls and a strike. Colon making his 36th all-time appearance with the Cyclones as Flores rips it down the right field line, but a foul ball off the warning track and the count full at 3-2. Colon made his lone Major League spring training game appearance this year in Tampa against the Yankees. That was in relief of his former Cyclone teammate Tyler Stewart, who was expected to make the start tonight for AA Binghamton, ironically enough, against the Yankees' AA affiliate, the Somerset Patriots. Looking for another 1-2-3 inning. The payoff pitch, and he struck him out swinging. Changed it up on him away, and Jeffrey Colon has retired all 8 batters he has faced in relief. 3 up, 3 down for the second straight full inning out of the bullpen. 4 innings complete here from Wappingers Falls. It is still 6-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water. ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
goat.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's so many other...
They're talking about the goat, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Top of the fifth inning, Brooklyn trailing Hudson Valley 6-0. Cyclones have only had two base runners tonight, and both of them have been Chris Suero. 6-7 and 8-2 up, Jeffrey De Los Santos to lead things off, and the first pitch changeup cut on and missed, and the count 0-1. De Los Santos, Gil Pregent, 6-7, 8, the three scheduled batters against Baron Stewart. Four shutout, one-hit innings tonight. Six strikeouts as this a hard line drive right at the second baseman Ascanio, who bends his knees to keep it from bouncing off the turf. Snares the 104-mile-an-hour line drive, and the leadoff man retired in the fifth inning. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night here in the fifth inning. We'll give you the answer in the bottom half of the sixth. Mateo Gil struck out his first time, and he checks his swing, did not go on the curveball down and away. One ball and no strikes, but our question tonight is fitting considering, unfortunately, what has happened against Brooklyn in the first several innings of this series. The 1-0, and Gil a check swing, ground ball, right side, diving stop by Ascanio to his left, couldn't find it. And by the time he gets up and gets ready to make a throw, Gil is safe up the first baseline. It's an infield base hit for Mateo Gil. Just the second hit tonight for Brooklyn. And their first since the second batter of the ballgame. Both their hits have been infield knocks. A swinging bunt up the third baseline by Suero. And now an infield ground ball to the second baseman. So one on, one out for Christian Pregent. Need to start somewhere. Struck out in his only at-bat tonight. And he swings and hits it on the ground at third. Could be two. On a second for one. Relay back to first. In time, double play. And just like that, the infield base hit erased. And the Cyclones bring the minimum to the plate here in the top half of the fifth inning. So Baron Stewart, we've talked about his ability to create ground balls. He induces a double play on the ground. And the Cyclones retired. No runs, a hit, nobody left halfway home. We'll get you that Coney Convo's trivia question when we come back. 6-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight, inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Jeffrey Colón has been outstanding out of the bullpen, 8 up, 8 down. Bases 5, 6, 7 in the Hudson Valley lineup. Tyler Hartman, Garrett Martin, Josh Moylan, and the first pitch to Hartman taken for a strike. And the count 0-1. Hartman has singled and walked in this ball game, both in the second inning. The 0-1, and Hartman takes another strike. 93-mile-an-hour fastball in the count 0-2. Our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night, as you mentioned, somewhat fitting with things that have happened against Brooklyn in the last 24 hours. But on this date in 1979, the Mets enjoyed their most productive inning in their franchise's history at the time, scored 10 runs in the sixth inning of a 12-6 win over the Reds at Shea Stadium. The highlight of that double-digit frame was a three-run inside-the-park home run. As the pitch high 1-2 to Hartman, our question is, who hit that inside-the-park home run on this date in 1979? For the New York Mets, tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. Had a harder time coming up with a question today. As Hartman swings and misses, got him. Looked like the Snapdragon down and away. Another punch out for Jeffrey Colón. That is his third tonight. Make it 9 straight retired for Jeffrey. And there's one away in the fifth for Garrett Martin. As an infield base hit and a foul pop up to the catcher on the first pitch, Colón threw. Back in the second. Roddy fires and Martin out in front. Good slider from Colón in the count 0-1. Martin, good baseball family. His dad, Billy. No, not that Billy Martin. Stop it. The 0-1. Outside 1-1, but no, his dad is indeed named Billy Martin. Did play baseball, though, at the pro level. Played his college ball at UT Arlington. Was a 34th-round pick in 1998, was Billy Martin. The 1-1, down and away, 2 balls and a strike. And who was Garrett Martin's father, Billy, drafted by back in 1998? Well, none other than the New York Mets. So the Mets system, the Diamondback system, the National system. As the pitch outside, 3-1 now to Martin. 98-03, spent a year in Japan in 2004 for the Occult Swallows before coming back to the U.S. for his final year of pro ball in 2005. A 3-1, and Martin taking all the way, looks at a changeup strike. And the count full 3-2. Martin trying to reach with the bases empty and one out in the fifth. The payoff. Struck him out. Got him on the high breaking ball. 4 strikeouts tonight for Colón. He's retired 10 straight. And there's 2 away in the inning. The 4 strikeouts, a new season high for Colón. Brings up Josh Moylan. And hit by a pitch and struck out looking tonight, 0-1 officially. There's a couple of good this date in baseball histories today. June the 12th, as the first pitch to Moylan fouled back in towards the seats. This day 10 years ago, Max Scherzer, his first career complete game. Alex Rodriguez, 12 years ago. Tied Lou Gehrig's record for career grand slams. The 0-1. And this hit Moylan. Did it hit him in the hand or did it hit the knob of the bat? They're going to say it hit his hand and they're going to give him first base. Moylan shaking it out. I think the Brooklyn dugout sort of concurred with me that the ball hit the knob of his bat and Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if it hit both. Certainly sounded like it. You heard a sort of dead thud. I guess sort of get when the ball hits the knob, but Moylan painfully will be the first man to reach against Cologne tonight. Well, this date of 2010, Daniel Nava hit the first pitch he saw as a big leaguer for a grand slam. The only reason why I remember, or that's notable to me, is because I remember watching that live as this one hit sharply through the hole in the left side, a base hit. So after retiring 10 straight, he plunks Moylan ahead in the count. And now a base hit through the 5.5 hole from Cole Gabrielson, a 106-mile-an-hour single. So the Renegades with two on and two out for Brenny Ascanio, a two-run double and a ground out to first tonight. Justin Verlander threw a no-hitter against Milwaukee on this date in 2007. Another game I have very vague memories watching in my childhood home in the guest room. Why I was watching it there, I couldn't tell you. This hit on the ground is short. Backing up on it the last second, Lara. But from behind the second base bag, able to plant himself and throw to first for the out. And Ascanio retired, and Hudson Valley held off the scoreboard. No runs, a hit, two men left. Five innings complete here from Wappingers Falls, New York. It is still 6-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy-saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Baron Stewart back to the mound for Hudson Valley as we go to the 69 pitches through five shutout two-hit innings tonight. Paz, Morabito, Suero, 9-1 and 2-2 up for Brooklyn, trying to start chipping away and break up the shutout. Karell Paz ground out to first. It is only at bat so far tonight. And the first pitch from Stewart outside, 1-0. Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth inning. We already have one correct answer funneled in. No cheating, guys. The 1-0 foul back. And the count even at one. But on this date in 1979, Mets had their biggest inning in franchise history, at least at that time. Scored 10 runs in a 12-6 win over the Reds. And in that 10-run sixth inning, which player had a three-run inside-the-park home run? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. The 1-1, Paz shows bunt. The third baseman off the line and back and pops it up foul off the screen. And the count 1-2. We're talking about a lot of interesting things have happened on this date, June 12th in baseball history. Alex Rodriguez tying the all-time Grand Slam record. Justin Verlander threw a no-hitter. Also had the first hit in interleague history on this date in 1997. A 1-2 pitch, and Paz swings and misses for strike three. Got him on the off speed at 81. Seventh strikeout tonight for Barron Stewart. That ties his previous career high. Have to go back to June the 25th of last year. Did so against Fort Myers. The last time he struck out seven. So one out for Nick Morabito. A couple of sharp ground balls to third tonight, 0 for 2. As Morabito gets it off the wrists out of play to the right. And the count 0-1. Darrell Hamilton, a future Met, had the first ever interleague hit in a game between the Giants and the Rangers. Ironically, there's a couple of interesting nuggets there. It's the 0-1 called strike outside, half 0-2. So the first player to ever get a hit in interleague history is a future, or rather, I guess in this case, from the time we are at now going back, is a former Met in Darrell Hamilton as Morabito takes down and away, 1-2. And then the first ever National League designated hitter in history as part of that interleague game was a guy who would go on to play for the Yankees in Glenn Allen Hill. Played against one another for the Mets and Yankees in the 2000 World Series. The 1-2 and a swing and a miss. Pitch squirted away from Flores just a tad, but Morabito will not try and advance to first. The tag applied by Flores, a career-high 8 strikeouts tonight for Barron Stewart. And the bases are empty with 2 out in the top of the 6th. Chris Suero's the only Cyclone, or one of 2 Cyclones to reach base safely tonight. Been on base with an infield hit and an error. Has also stolen a bag in the ballgame. Stewart's first toss, and Suero takes a fastball strike. And the count 0-1, but also on this date, June 12th, Marge Schott in 1996 was forced to relinquish a role as managing general partner of the Reds after a series of anti-Semitic statements. Suero takes down and away 1-1. Mike Scott in 1988 had his second no-hitter spoiled. Cal Ripken moved into second place all-time in the consecutive games played list. As Suero takes another strike off speed away. And the count 1-2. Bases empty. 2 out, top of the 6th. Hudson Valley is 6-0 lead. It's time called and home plate by Suero. Sun continuing to set off towards the third base side. You can see the reflection of the pinkish skies off the top of the trees behind the batter's eye in center. 1-2 delivery, and Suero takes outside, 2-2. Nick LaRusso waiting on deck. As the Cyclones trying to start a 2-out rally. Hudson Valley has their bullpen up. The pitch, and Morabito, rather Suero that time, takes outside. And the count full. Right-hander starting to loosen out in left for Hudson Valley. That is the newest member of the Renegade bullpen, Eric Raiselman. The payoff pitch, Suero thought about it, but takes the pitch outside, glanced off the glove of Flores, and Suero aboard for the third time in as many trips as he works a 2-out walk. At the first free pass allowed by Stewart tonight, compared to the 8 strikeouts. And so Brooklyn with 1 on and 2 out for Nick LaRusso. LaRusso has grounded a third and struck out looking tonight. Trying to extend his on-base streak. First toss from Stewart, and LaRusso rolls it foul up the third baseline. And the count, no balls and a strike. And LaRusso was talking to him earlier today. Very disappointed, didn't get a chance to hit against Maxwell Costas, his old Maryland teammate, during that game last Thursday night on SNY when Costas was one of two position players to pitch for Aberdeen. He said Costas wanted to pitch to him as badly as he wanted to hit off of Costas. A throwback to first. And Suero dives in. Russo said he didn't get the photo he wanted with Costas during that week, but after next week's homestand against Jersey Shore, Cyclones following road trip will be down in Aberdeen for the first time this year, the 0-1. High, a ball and a strike, and Nick confident he'll get that photo op down in the state of Maryland. One and one on LaRusso. The righty offers, and Nick hits the curveball foul up the third baseline. One and two. Mentioned we did have a correct answer funneled in tonight. Our Coney Convo's trivia question, but our question again today is, this date, 1979, Mets had their largest inning in franchise history at the time, a 10-run sixth against the Reds in a win. Who hit a 3-run inside the park home run that day in that 10-run sixth inning? Throwback to first, and Suero dives back. A tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. One on, two out, 6-0 Hudson Valley. The 1-2. And LaRusso takes in the dirt. Delayed break to second by Suero. The throw, the tag, and he's out. Suero can't believe it. Trying to advance on the dirt ball. Thought he would have a better chance if the ball got further away from the catcher Flores, but it did not. And not the out you want to make at second base when trailing by six in the sixth inning. Can't blame him trying to be aggressive, trying to get his team back in the ball game, but he is tagged out 2-4 on the dirt ball. Should not be a caught stealing. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll get to the answer to that trivia question. We come back 6-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Brooklyn trailing Hudson Valley 6-0. Top of the lineup due up against Jeffrey Colon has given Brooklyn some great length out for his fourth full inning of relief, and his first pitch to Jay Savina at the knees. And the count 0-1. Avina 1-for-3 with a two-run double back in the second. The 0-1 pitch, and Avina chases the slider off the plate. And Colon ahead, no balls and two strikes. They did give a caught stealing to Suero there. And I feel like that's something that official scorers, especially the minor league level, get wrong quite a bit, largely because you just don't see it all that often where a guy tries to advance on a dirt ball. And that's why Suero was out, not because he was trying to steal, but that is not how it will go down in the scorebook. Unfortunately, my opinion doesn't matter a whole lot in that argument. 1-2 on Avina. Colon comes home, and Avina takes up an in 2-2. Our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. This date, 1979. Mets, at the time, had their largest inning in franchise history, a 10-run sixth against the Reds. What Met had a 3-run inside the park home run in that 10-run sixth as Avina foul tip into the glove of Pregent, strike 3. Fifth strikeout tonight for Colon, continuing to add to his season high. And there's one out of the sixth inning for Jared Cerna, who is 1-for-2 with a double and a walk. But who had that 3-run inside the park home run? And I'm impressed. Got two correct answers tonight. So that one high, 1-0. Shout out to the Wolf, David Pecoraro, howling in from Queens, and our main man, Robert Anderson, a couple of season ticket holders for the Cyclones with the correct answer of Doug Flynn. This is a soft tapper to third. Tough play, LaRusso, bare hands, and he'll just eat it. No chance to get Cerna hustling up the line. It'll be an infield single for Cerna. Third time he's on base, his second hit. And the Renegades with one on and one out in the sixth inning for Jesus Rodriguez. But the answer, Doug Flynn had the 3-run inside the park home run that day for the Mets against his former team, the Reds. Wolf saying he remembers watching it. At least he believes he was watching it when that happened. Of course, one of Doug Flynn's claims to fame was part of the trade that sent Tom Seaver to the Reds. As this hit on the ground, a short could be two. Lara to second for one. De Los Santos back to first. Double play, inning over. So after the infield base hit on the very next pitch, Colon turns two to end the inning. And what a job done so far tonight out of the bullpen from Colon. 4 2/3, two hit, shutout innings so far tonight. We head to the seventh. Still 6-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more. Plus, receive that limited edition tiki mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Call to the bullpen for Hudson Valley as we go to the top of the seventh inning. Our pitching change tonight brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar, open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park, the perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. On to make his high A debut is the right-hander Eric Raiselman. Comes on for Baron Stewart, who was sublime tonight for Hudson Valley. Final line for him. Leaves in line for what would be his fifth win in as many starts. Six innings, no runs, two hits, a walk, a career-high 8 strikeouts tonight. As the first pitch to Nick LaRusso outside for ball one. Stewart, 87 pitches, 53 strikes. 1-0 the count on LaRusso as struck out and grounded out tonight. A 1-0 from Raiselman and a fastball ripped by him at 94. And the count of ball and a strike. Raiselman, 6'2", 210 pounds, 22 years old from San Ramon, California. Fifth-round pick of the Yankees 2 years ago out of LSU. Started his college career at the University of San Francisco. He's reinstated off Tampa's IL and transferred to Hudson Valley yesterday. As the pitch outside, 2-1. This is the first time Raiselman has pitched outside of the complex. You have to go back to September the 7th of 2022 to one of, if not the last game I ever called as the broadcaster for the Daytona Tortugas down in Daytona. That inside and low, 3 balls and a strike. Struck out 4 of the 5 batters he faced that day at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. But for Raiselman, this year his first appearance since Saturday, went 2 innings, no runs, a hit, no walks, 3 Ks against the Tigers FCL team. 3-1 pitch to Nick, and a swing through a high fastball at 92. And the count full. Raiselman pretty much missed all of last year. Spent the year on the IL, made 5 appearances in the Complex League after joining them on rehab on July the 18th, but was never reinstated from the IL. The payoff pitch, and LaRusso fouls it off his foot before it rolls to short. And so it'll remain 3 balls and 2 strikes, but Raiselman is considered to have one of the best fastballs in the Yankees' 2022 draft class. Guy who, during his 1 year at LSU, was teammates with Paul Gervais. LaRusso still trying to shake it off. Fouling it off his left foot. Was really a one-pitch pitcher during his year in the SEC. Challenged hitters with a plus-plus mid-90s fastball. Was touching 99 then. And he threw that fastball 94% of the time. The payoff pitch. And he swings and misses. Struck him out on an elevated fastball at 93. So Raiselman picks up his strikeout. Whiffs the first batter he faces at the South Atlantic League level. And there's one away in the 7th for Wilfredo Lara. Couple of strikeouts tonight. And it's a shame that Hudson Valley was not in Brooklyn this past weekend. Eastern European Day at the ballpark on Sunday. And Raiselman is the son of a couple of immigrants from Eastern Europe. First pitch to Lara. Is a breaking ball for a strike. Good slider in the count 0-1. But his parents, Alex and Victoria, his dad a podiatrist, his mom a chiropractor. But they both immigrated to the United States in the 80s. The 0-1. And Lara sends it straight back. It's 0-2. His dad, or rather his mother, Victoria, immigrated to the United States in 1989 from Ukraine. Of course, we had the large Ukrainian flag unfurled at the stadium prior to the game on Sunday. His dad, Alex, immigrated from Moldova in 1986. As Lara swings and misses, another fastball, strike 3. Blew it by him at 96. Raiselman getting stronger with each passing pitch. And a guy who's known for strikeouts whiffs the first 2 men he faces tonight. And there's 2 out in the 7th for Stanley Consuegra. And Raiselman grew up in San Ramon, California. And one of the interesting things about him, in addition to his parents being immigrants, is that he was cut from the varsity baseball team his sophomore and junior years. As Consuegra challenged with a high heater. Can't hit the 97-mile-an-hour pitch, 0-1. Was on the varsity team as a freshman and a senior, but not as a sophomore and junior, but stayed on top of it, continued to work, and obviously now doing something I'm sure most of his high school classmates did not do, and that's play pro ball. As Consuegra takes a 96-mile-an-hour fastball in the count 0-2. Trying to strike out the side in order. The 2-strike pitch, and he does. 97-mile-an-hour fastball up. I'm not sure what Consuegra is arguing with. The home plate umpire, Justin Hopkins. A high fastball at 97 from Raiselman, and his first inning as a Hudson Valley Renegade at 3 batters, and three strikeouts. We head to the bottom of the seventh, time to get up and stretch. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, Hudson Valley is 6-0 lead.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch time or violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure. He's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now. Weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Well, Jeffrey Colon going to go back to work here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Boy, has he been a savior tonight. On for his fifth inning of relief. Came on with the bases loaded and one out in the second inning. And still going here in the seventh. He has allowed just three base runners tonight. A couple of singles and a hit by pitch. And regardless of how the seventh inning goes, Colon has certainly given Gilbert Gomez and Dan McKinney exactly what they needed tonight. Game two of this series. Starter yesterday went four. Couple of bullpen arms knocked out after short appearances, at least in terms of how many outs they registered. But Colon tonight has really stretched himself out on the verge of a season high in innings pitched. And whatever length Colon can give Brooklyn in this seventh inning has already been more than enough tonight. And kudos to him. Colon had been off to a rough start this year, made his first appearance of the season and a spot appearance at AAA Syracuse on the day of the solar eclipse. Came back to Brooklyn, got off to a bumpy start, but maybe this the harbinger of things to come for Colon the rest of the way. First pitch of the seventh inning to Rafael Flores. Is waved at and missed. And the count 0-1. Flores 0-3 tonight. Couple of strikeouts and a fielder's choice. The 0-1. And Flores takes a letter high strike. Another breaking ball 0-2. Take a look around the Mets affiliates here in this seventh inning. Let you know what's going on across the farm system. Couple of games impacted by weather. You might have guessed they were both in Florida. It is June the 12th, and Florida is Florida-ing as it does all summer long. The 0-2. Good pitch. Doesn't get the call, maybe because he missed his spot. And the count of ball and two strikes. Looked like that hit the plate by plenty. But Pregent was set up outside. This time Colon hits his spot, but this one away. And it's two balls and two strikes on Flores. But St. Lucie and Jupiter postponed due to inclement weather. They'll try and play two tomorrow. The 3-2, or rather the 2-2 pitch outside. Now the count full 3-2. Florida Complex League Mets were supposed to play at home against the Marlins. That game rained out. They'll make it up on the 24th of June. The 3-2 pitch, Flores on the ground is short. Lara to his left, couple of crow hops and a high throw brought in by Gill. Flores 0-4 tonight. Leadoff man retired it in the seventh inning. Brings up Tyler Hardman. Single, a walk, and a strikeout tonight, 1-for-2. But the big league team right now, bottom of the fifth inning at Citi Field. They lead the Marlins 5-4. Mets put up 2 in the first, 3 in the second. First pitch, and Hardman takes a called strike. 91-mile-an-hour fastball from Jeffrey. On Harrison Bader, a 2-run home run, his 4th of the year, as Hardman laces one in the left, and that down in front of Suero, a base hit. Third time Hardman is on, a 102-mile-an-hour single. Back-to-back multi-hit games to start the series for Hardman. So one on and one out for Garrett Martin, who is 1-for-3 with an infield base hit. But Francisco Alvarez, 1-for-2, has an RBI base hit in that game. David Peterson against Braxton Garrett. Peterson has given up 4 runs on 8 hits, but his team still holds the lead. So here is Martin. Righty deals, and Martin bounces it off the plate, off the screen on top of the Hudson Valley third base dugout. And the count, no balls and a strike. Triple-A Syracuse played an 11 a.m. game today against Lehigh Valley, fell to the Iron Pigs. Phillies affiliate 5-3 as this hit on the ground at third. LaRusso on his second for one. De Los Santos back to first. Another inning-ending double play induced by Jeffrey Colon. What a job done by Jeffrey. Second straight inning. He ends the frame with a double play, this time 5-4-3. And Colon threw 5 2/3 shutout innings of relief tonight. And he continues to dazzle, saving the Brooklyn bullpen with 4 games left to go in this series after today. We head to the eighth. Brooklyn trying to break up the shutout. They trail 6-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Where teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Rob Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh, my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, Eric Raiselman blew Brooklyn away in the seventh inning, so he'll come back out to work in the top of the eighth. 6-7-8, 2 up for Brooklyn. They trail 6-0. Brooklyn, no runs, 2 hits, no errors. They have left 2 tonight. Hudson Valley, 6 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. They have left 6. Jeffrey De Los Santos 0-for-2. He's hit a couple of balls hard, but nothing to show for it as he swings through a fastball up and in. And the count 0-1. De Los Santos has fly to center, lined out to second. Raiselman from the first base side of the slab. The righty's 0-1. And that all the way to the backstop, way inside at 95. And the count even at 1. Final line for the starter, Baron Stewart, as he mentioned. 6 innings, no runs, 2 hits, a walk, 8 Ks. 87 pitches, 53 strikes tonight. Continue our look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard today. The 1-1 outside, 2 balls and a strike. Looked like the changeup that time. Triple A Syracuse falling at home to Lehigh Valley 5-3. Ryland Bannon, a three-run home run, his 11th of the year. Christian Scott made the start, an abbreviated one. Mike Vassell actually piggybacked off him as De Los Santos fouls it away, 2-2. Scott, 3 2/3 innings, a run, 5 hits, a walk, 6 Ks. 60 pitches today. Mets trying to keep him ready. Brett Beatty had another multi-hit effort. Austin Allen back at AAA, went 1-3 after spending last week with Brooklyn. The 2-2. And De Los Santos off the end of the bat to second. In and to his right, Escanio. And he'll make the play on first. So the leadoff man retired in the eighth. First man to put the ball at play against Raiselman. Brings up Mateo Gil, 1-2 with a single. This Hudson Valley bullpen has been outstanding. Coming into play today, Hudson Valley a 2.91 bullpen ERA. That the best at high A and the fourth best in minor league baseball. First pitch to Gil, and a fastball cut on and missed. And the count on one, and you narrow that down to the last 11 games for Hudson Valley during this playoff push. The ERA almost a full run better at 1.92. The 0-1. High, it's a ball and a strike. Double-A Binghamton today. Right now at home, bottom of the sixth inning against Somerset, the Yankees affiliate. And fortunately, they are enduring a similar game as we are here in Hudson Valley as Gil takes a slider strike. It's 1-2. But Binghamton trailing Somerset 10-3 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jalen Palmer, though, does have a two-run home run, his fifth of the year. Ryan Clifford, a double and an RBI. 1-2 on Mateo. The righty deals. And Gil fouls it out of play to the right. Challenged him with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. And the only other game that was played today in the organization, Dominican Summer League, the Mets Orange team losing a 7-inning game to the Phillies White team 8-5. A pitch, and Gil gets his hands in on the ground left side. To his right, the shortstop, Serna. Tough throw from the hole, and a great stretch by Moylan to get Gil for the second out. Rodriguez dove for it to his left. Came up empty, but Serna, unfazed, made the backhand in the hole to his right and had to make a perfect throw to get Gil, and that's exactly what he did. The Cyclones can't buy any luck right now tonight. Really, last night either here at Heritage Financial Park. So bases empty and two out for Christian Pregent, has struck out and grounded out tonight. And the first pitch from Raiselman blows a fastball by him at 95. And the count 0-1. Series will continue tomorrow. Another 6:35 start. Jonathan Pintaro makes the first start of his affiliated career, was a starter. An independent ball before signing with the Mets last week. Pregent takes high. It's 1-1. Sebastian Keane, the expected starter for Hudson Valley, 4-4. A 4.86 ERA. Our coverage will start 6:20 with the pregame show. 6:35, the first pitch. As Pregent off the end of the bat, out of play. Fouled back the fastball, 1-2. And all that coming up tomorrow. At 6:20, as the Cyclones right now trying to find a way to spring a two-out rally. 1-2. And Pregent way late on a slider, but able to grab enough of it to foul it back, and also thankfully missed Karel Paz in the Brooklyn on deck circle. They play Pregent to pull. 1-2 to the righty batter. Swing and a miss. Got him. Blew him away with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Four strikeouts for Eric Raiselman through two perfect innings in his high A debut. here tonight. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn in the eighth. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is 7-8-9 due up for Hudson Valley. Brooklyn trails 6-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Jeffrey Colon is still going. 5 2/3 shutout innings out of the bullpen tonight. He will stay on here for the bottom of the eighth inning to try and take Brooklyn the rest of the way before we head to the ninth inning. Josh Moylan 0-for-1. First pitch swinging a rocket up the middle. Diving play by Lara behind the bag. Low throw to first, and they got him. Oh, my goodness. Not only did Moylan nearly take the head off Jeffrey Colon on that line, shot through the box, but Wilfredo Lara, full extension behind the second base bag, and from the center field turf, popped up and threw out Moylan at first base for the first out of the eighth inning. A highlight reel play by Wilfredo Lara for the first out of the eighth. My goodness. And now it's Cole Gabrielson, first pitch swinging on the ground at second. To his left, De Los Santos, throw to first in time. Two pitches, two outs by the middle infield for Brooklyn in the eighth inning. And what a job continued to be done by Jeffrey Colon tonight. Make that now 6 1/3 shutout innings of relief tonight. And on a day in which the starter goes an inning and a third, and he comes on with the bases loaded and one out, if he can find a way to get one more out and take Brooklyn the rest of the way, one of the more impressive relief jobs I've seen in my time with Brooklyn. I know it's not an ideal situation, trailing 6-0 as Ascanio takes a strike. But when every game matters like this, and you don't want pitchers to get overworked, as this looped into right field and down in front of Paz for a base hit. Quickly fields and fires in. Second hit tonight for Brenny Ascanio. So Hudson Valley, a two-out base runner. But even if Colon sort of deteriorated right now with two out in the eighth inning, the fact that he has given Brooklyn 6 1/3 innings so far out of the bullpen tonight to save countless arms for the rest of the series is truly outstanding and so commendable. And the first pitch to Jay Savina down and in. And the count 1-0, and for a guy who has struggled throughout the course of this season, this is the kind of effort that can catapult a guy to success, the 1-0. And Avina out in front of the off-speed 1-1. But nonetheless, regardless of what happens here the rest of the way, Jeffrey Colon deserves a big gold star for the way he has pitched and given length for Brooklyn tonight. The 1-1 to Avina. And this fouled off the wrists in the count 1-2. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth inning. Brooklyn will have 9-1-2 due up. Paz. And back to the top with Morabito and Swearum. Right-hander up in Hudson Valley's left field bullpen. Assume Raiselman's day done after two innings. Throwback to first, and Ascanio in standing up. Shortstop Lara playing way towards the third base side. Big hole between second and short. A 1-2 and a tapper off the plate. Avina remains in there, a ball at two strikes. Both Avina and Ascanio originally signing their first pro contracts with Milwaukee before coming over to the Yankees via trade. As the righty fires, and a breaking ball on the inside corner. Strike three called. Got him on the curveball. A season-high six strikeouts for Jeffrey Colon tonight. 6 2/3 shutout innings of relief to save the Cyclone bullpen for the rest of the week. And take a bow, Jeffrey Colon. I know he'd prefer it happen in a game which Brooklyn led 6-0 as opposed to trailing 6-0. But my goodness, the best performance of the year from Colon, and what a job he has done to help out the Brooklyn bullpen, not only tonight, but the rest of this series. Call to the bullpen for Hudson Valley as we head to the ninth. Cyclones trail 6-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Call to the bullpen for Hudson Valley as we head to the ninth inning. Houston Marl is on to try and record the final three outs of what would be a Hudson Valley shutout. 6 feet tall, 185 pounds. 24 years old from Live Oak, Florida. 9-1-2 due up for Brooklyn against him in the ninth, and Karell Paz takes down and in. And the count is 1-0. Final line for Eric Raiselman, two perfect innings in his high A debut. No hits, no walks, four strikeouts. 28 pitches, 21 strikes as Karell Paz takes low. And the count 2-0. Paz has grounded out and struck out tonight. Get to the numbers for Morrill so far this year. First, the 2-0 delivery. And Paz fouls it off the end of the bat. Left side, it's 2-1. Morrill, 1-1 record, making his ninth appearance with Hudson Valley. Has a 9.31 ERA. Does have a save. 15 hits allowed, 9 2/3 innings, 2 walks, 11 strikeouts. The righty is 2-1, and Paz thought about it. It takes a fastball away at 91, and the count even. Two balls and two strikes. Marl, four straight appearances without allowing an earned run, I should say. Took the loss, gave up an earned run in his last appearance against Wilmington on Friday, but has not allowed an earned run in his last 6 2/3 frames. The 2-2, and Paz off the end of the bat to short. Fielded behind second by Cerna, and Paz retired for the first out of the ninth inning.
Center fielder number 22,
Morrill started the year at Single-A Tampa, made five appearances there with a 2 ERA before joining the Renegades on the 23rd of April, signed by the Yankees as an undrafted free agent at Oklahoma State in July of 2022. Was a college teammate of not only Hudson Valley's Rock Reggio, but of course of the Cyclones, or former Cyclones, two-way star Nolan McClain, now up at Double-A as Nick Morabito takes a letter high strike. 0-1 the count. Morrill was drafted out of high school by the L.A. Angels, 36th round pick in 2018 out of Sewanee High School, but elected to go on to play college ball at Oklahoma State. The 0-1 up and in, a ball and a strike. Go to athletic family as well, the Morrills. His dad, J.R., a former football player in the pro ranks, not in the NFL, but back in the 80s for the USFL. Played for the New Orleans Breakers. A 1-1. Fastball inside at 95. Two balls and a strike. Morrill dealt with injury quite a bit last year. Was limited to just seven appearances between the Complex League and Single-A Tampa. A righty offers, and Morabito inside, outs it foul to the right. Two balls and two strikes. Reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town. And a look ahead to game three in this series tomorrow night. The 2-2, and there's a foul ball to the right off the railing in front of Brooklyn's dugout. And thankfully, everybody okay. That's why they have the railing there. 2-2. It's kind of interesting. You watch the old baseball footage, and I think back to my old childhood and watching games at the old Yankee Stadium, the old Shea Stadium. The 2-2. Fastball outside, a full count. But it still amazes me that there was ever a period of time that dugouts did not have a railing. And it wasn't that long ago that that was the case. I mean, as recently as the late 90s, I want to say the early aughts, is when that started to change. The 3-2, stung on the ground left side. Two is left, bobbled a bit by Rodriguez. Throw to first, late, and Morabito legs it out. So a tiny bobble by Rodriguez, enough for Morabito to reach base. I imagine that'll go down as an error on Rodriguez. But nonetheless, Brooklyn has a one-out man aboard in the ninth inning. So one on and one out for Chris Suero, has singled, reached on an error, and walked. Been on base all three times tonight for Brooklyn. And if that is an error, that'll be the third tonight committed by Hudson Valley. That has been their one bugaboo all season long, has been the errors. As Suero, foul tip on a high fastball, it's 0-1. And it is indeed a fielding error on Rodriguez. So the third error tonight. Hudson Valley has committed the most errors at the high A level and the fifth most in minor league baseball. Their 960 fielding percentage, fifth worst in the minor leagues. The 0-1. Suero takes a strike at the letters, and he's now behind, no balls and two strikes. And that a little bit different than what you've seen from Brooklyn this year. Coming into play today, just one percentage point behind Jersey Shore for the league's best fielding percentage. 0-2 on Suero. The man at first and one out here in the top of the ninth inning. Brooklyn trying to avoid being shut out tonight. Righty at the belt. Morrill comes home, and Suero takes down and away. Good stop by Flores to his right. And the count 1-2. Brooklyn been shut out six times this year. Trying to avoid being blanked for back-to-back Wednesdays. The 1-2. And Suero, soft ground ball to short. Cerna charges, throws to second for one, and that's the only out they'll get. As they'll eat the throw to first base, as Suero too fast. So a fielder's choice, 6-4. And the Cyclones down to their final out tonight in the form of Nick LaRusso. LaRusso 0-3 tonight. A ground out and a couple of strikeouts, one swinging and one looking. Looking at the league standings, or more particularly the league scoreboard around the games that are most notable for Brooklyn tonight. One has gone Brooklyn's way had the Cyclones been on the other end of the score. LaRusso fouls it back on 1-1, has not. Greensboro a 7-1 lead on Winston-Salem in the bottom of the seventh. Jersey Shore trailing Wilmington 7-0 in the top of the eighth inning. So if those scores hold, Greensboro will move back ahead of Jersey Shore, a half game ahead of the Blue Claws for first place as LaRusso swings through a off-speed pitch at 89. And the Cyclones down to their final strike. Top of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. It has been all Hudson Valley thanks to a six-run second inning. The 0-2 pitch, and LaRusso swings and misses. Got him on the cut, fastball away, strike three. And the Cyclones shut out for the seventh time this season. Your final score tonight, the Hudson Valley Renegades 6. And the Brooklyn Cyclones nothing. A six-run second inning for Hudson Valley in which they sent 12 men to the plate. The difference in this ball game is that the only offense they were able to produce, that the only offense they needed, as the Renegades have taken the first two games of this series. And Brooklyn, who a couple of days ago was a season-high 500, will be just a game over the 500 mark going into game three of this series tomorrow night. Take a break. The recap report is next. Hudson Valley beats Brooklyn 6-0. The recap report after these messages on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Well, what had the makings of a Wednesday night massacre really turned out to be a Wednesday night one bad inning. That's really what it boiled down to tonight. Hudson Valley won. Big explosion in the bottom of the second. They scored 6 runs on 6 hits in that frame. And the Renegades didn't put up much else after that. Had just 5 hits. In the other 7 innings, they came to the plate. Had just 4 more hits the rest of the way from the third inning on, as the Cyclones fall to Hudson Valley tonight by a final of 6-0. With the win, Hudson Valley now 4 games over 500 at 31-27. Brooklyn drops to a game over the 500 mark at 30-29 as we take you through the game that was here tonight. Brooklyn had a great chance to get on the board first for the second straight day. Top of the first inning, Chris Suero singled, advanced to second on a throwing error, but a ground out to third and a strikeout limited the damage. In the bottom of the first inning, Hudson Valley got a one-out double from Jared Cerna, but he was stranded at third. And after Brooklyn went 1-2-3 in the top of the second inning, it was the bottom of the second That was really the difference in this game tonight. Tyler Hardman ripped the second pitch of the inning for a single, advanced to second on an infield base hit by Garrett Martin. And you saw that infield base hit from Martin, and you thought, it's not a great sign, a swinging bunt like that that sort of opened the floodgates. Josh Moylan was hit with a one-strike pitch, so Hudson Valley had the bases loaded with nobody out. Then Cole Gabrielson dunked a single in the center. Everyone moved up 90 feet. Renegades took a 1-0 lead. Brenny Ascanio then stepped up in his first high A at bat, doubled over the head of Nick Morabito in right center. 2-run score to give Hudson Valley a 3-0 lead. Dan McKinney went out to talk with Felipe De La Cruz, but on the very next pitch, Jace Avina doubled over Chris Suero's head in left. Two more runs scored. Renegades had a 5-0 lead. A wild pitch and a walk. Then a single from Jesus Rodriguez to center made it 6-0. A fielder's choice and a walk would be the end of the night for Felipe De La Cruz as Jeffrey Colon came on with the bases loaded and one out. And Hudson Valley a chance to add it to what was already a 6-0 lead. However, the Cyclones bullpen, and tonight it was just a one-man band of Jeffrey Colon able to get out of that bases-loaded pickle without any more runs scoring. And you got to tip your cap to Jeffrey Colon tonight, whether you're a Cyclone fan, a Met fan, a Renegade fan, a Yankee fan, just a fan of baseball in general. Came out of the bullpen, bases loaded, one out in the second inning, his team already down 6. And what did Jeffrey do the rest of the way? 6 2/3 innings, no runs, 4 hits, no walks, a season high, 6 strikeouts through 70 pitches out of the bullpen tonight for Brooklyn and kept Hudson Valley at bay the rest of the way, which is all you could hope for if you're a Cyclone coaching staff member or member the pitching staff, lineup, what have you. Colon gave his team the best opportunity to win here tonight, or at least give them a door to try and chip away and come back. But Baron Stewart, Eric Raiselman, and Houston Morrill, too much to overcome today as that trio, 2 hits Brooklyn tonight, 1 walk to 13 strikeouts for Hudson Valley pitching as the Renegades win it 6-0. Winning pitcher tonight, Baron Stewart, his 5th straight win in 5 straight starts. 6 innings, no runs, 2 hits, a walk, 8 strikeouts. Now 4-1 in the South Atlantic League this year. Felipe De La Cruz, who struck out 13 Renegades the last time he faced him, only faced 14 batters in the game tonight. Went an inning and a third, 6 runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, a K. Felipe with the loss dropping it to 3-5. Final line score tonight. Brooklyn, no runs, 2 hits, no errors. They left 3. Hudson Valley, 6 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors. They left 7. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 25 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,427 here at Heritage Financial Park. Taking a look around the South Atlantic League on this Wednesday evening. One final from this afternoon. Bowling Green beats Rome 3-2. So the Hot Rods a game up on the Emperors in the South Atlantic League South Division with 7 games left to go in the half starting tomorrow. Everything else in the league still in progress. Top of the 8th, Greensboro a 7-1 lead in Winston-Salem. Jersey Shore trailing Wilmington 7-0 in the bottom of the 8th inning. And if those two scores hold, Greensboro will move back a half game ahead of Jersey Shore in the North Division with 7 games left to go in the half. Aberdeen leading Hickory 7-2 in the bottom of the 6th inning. So Aberdeen seemingly looking like they will move into a tie with Brooklyn for 4th place in the North with 7 to go. And top of the 9th in Greenville, Asheville, a 3-1 lead on the drive. Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. Mets and Marlins right now at Citi Field. 7th inning stretch. Mets leading at Miami 6-4. Harrison Bader a 2-run homer, his 4th. Starling Marte a solo shot, his 7th. Francisco Alvarez, his 1st RBI back off the IL as the Mets lead that game by a pair. Triple-A Syracuse falling at home to Lehigh Valley tonight 5-3. Ryland Bannon hit a 3-run homer. Christian Scott, 3 2/3 innings of 1-run ball, was limited to just about 60 pitches. on Wednesday. Double-A Binghamton also having a tough time against the Yankees affiliate tonight. They trail 10-5 in the top half of the eighth inning. Jalen Palmer, a two-run home run, his fifth of the year. Single-A St. Lucie rained out today in Jupiter. They'll make it up tomorrow as part of a doubleheader. Florida Complex League Mets also rained out today against the Marlins in Port St. Lucie. That'll be made up on the 24th of June, and the Mets orange team in the DSL falling at home to the Phillies white squad 8-5 in seven innings. Taking a look at Major League Baseball before we sign off on this Wednesday night. Whole slew of matinees today. The Twins and Rockies engaged in a game that might be fitting for the Vikings and the Broncos as Minnesota beats Colorado 17-9. No word on how J.J. McCarthy or whoever is the, I guess Zach Wilson, the starting quarterback for the Broncos. I don't know what their situation is this year. By the way, new jerseys for the Broncos, UGLY, ugly. Not a fan of them. But nonetheless, moving on with our Major League Baseball scoreboard today. Brewers beat the Blue Jays 5-4 in Milwaukee as the Brewers come away with the win in that ball game. Giants beat the Astros 5-3 out in San Francisco. They take 2 of 3 in that series. Padres beat the A's 5-4. Orioles double up the Braves 4-2. Everything else still in progress or hasn't started yet. Top of the ninth. Nationals a 5-4 lead on the Tigers. End of eight in Tampa Bay. Cubs a 4-2 lead on the Rays. Cubs signing Jorge Lopez, the former Met, to a minor league contract earlier today. Top of the seventh, Reds a 4-2 lead on the Guardians. Top of the seventh in Boston, Red Sox doubling up the Phillies 8-4. Bottom five in St. Louis, it is the Cardinals 4 and the Pirates 1. Bottom of the fourth in Kansas City, the Yankees continuing their offensive assault on the entirety of Major League Baseball. They have a 6-0 lead in that one. Everything else will start at 9:40 or later. Diamondbacks hosting the Angels. Slade Ciccone against Jose Soriano. White Sox in Seattle to take on the Mariners. Jonathan Cannon against Bryce Miller. And the Dodgers host the Rangers at 10:10 tonight. It'll be Walker Buehler against John Gray. Our series continues tomorrow. Cyclones will try and avoid their losing streak, slipping it to a season-high tying 5. It'll be the right-hander Jonathan Pintaro to make the first start of his affiliated career. Picked up the save in relief of Edwin Diaz and Felipe De La Cruz last Thursday, making his Mets organizational debut on SNY. He'll get the ball for Brooklyn, no record, a 2.25 ERA. Sebastian Keane, the righty, will take the hill for Hudson Valley, 4-4, a 4.86 ERA. Again, our coverage starting at 6:20 Eastern with the pregame show, 6:35 first pitch right here from Heritage Financial Park. That'll do it for us here on this Wednesday night as Hudson Valley hands Brooklyn their seventh shutout loss of the season by a final of 6-0. For our entire ownership group with the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager Billy Harner, my partner Johnny Gadamowitz, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Heritage Financial Park in Wappingers Falls, New York. Again, your final tally. The Hudson Valley Renegades 6 and the Brooklyn Cyclones nothing. We hope to have you with us again for Game 3 of this series tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening, everybody. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from downstate New York.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.